Tell us about the one way that Jesus says we can know that we're saved.
Jesus is not just a founder of a world religion. He's just not a man who died. Now, the unique thing about Christianity is it doesn't teach salvation by works. It teaches that God did for us what we could never have done. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. So there's a unique claim. Jesus pre-existed as God and with God from all eternity. He was born of a virgin. He lived a sinless life. Now, when he died on the cross, this is for our sins, what it's saying there is that because we broke God's law, God's perfect justice was coming to bear. And the moral law of God says that the soul that sins must die. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. So therefore, once we've broken God's law, which we've talked about earlier, the only thing we can expect is to face God in eternity, the just judge, who's going to execute the penalty, which is eternal life in hell.
Every single person?
Every person other than those who have found a remedy for their sinful condition.
We want to know that.
Okay, that's what we're talking about. Now, the remedy is that Jesus, the sinless one, if a sinner died, the sinner died for his own sins. Jesus was sinless. He was the perfect Lamb of God without blemish. Mm-hmm. In fact, John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, said, Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And so God's wrath was directed against our sins. God, the just judge, cannot do anything less than execute justice in his own universe that he created. Mm-hmm. So therefore, us sinners are going to be damned in eternity. But the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he said in type in the Passover, he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you.
That's right.
Because they had the blood on their doorposts.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Jesus became the perfect Passover lamb once for all. The Bible says that Jesus died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, in order to bring us to God. And so when Jesus died on the cross, his blood was shed to avert God's wrath, to pay the penalty, to pay the full in full our penalty for us, so that those who believe will be forgiven, and God will execute his wrath in his justice, but on Jesus rather than on us, the sinner.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and so he was bearing God's wrath against us. And Jesus said, it is finished. He paid the full price. And then when he was raised bodily on the third day and walked out of that tomb, it vindicated God's justice and vindicated his claims, and it proved that there's victory over sin and death. It's in Genesis, and it goes all the way through Revelation. And so this is their unique Christian message. This is what distinguishes Christianity from all world religions. And so what we need is for people to believe this. And the way you enter that narrow path is by agreeing to these terms and believing.
How narrow is the path?
Well, it's narrow in the sense that it's defined explicitly by God, and all the other paths are only leading to the great white throne judgment, where people will find out their names not in the book of life and be put into the lake of fire. That's the broad path. So all, as we said, all paths lead to God, but they either lead to God in salvation or they lead to God in judgment.
That's right, yeah.
And so the narrow one is the one defined by the terms of the gospel, because the one who doesn't trust in self, doesn't trust in religion, doesn't trust in good works, doesn't trust in mysticism, doesn't trust in miracles, doesn't trust in religious status, doesn't trust in all these things we've been talking about, but trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ on his behalf and believes in him, that one is justified. And that means he or she is declared to have right standing before God. And therefore, the path thereon is the narrow one that leads to life. So therefore, it says here that he might be just, he executed the just penalty for breaking the law, and justifier, he took Jesus' perfect righteousness and gave it to us as a gift, that we have the righteousness of Christ rather than our own filthy rags. And then it says, of the one who has faith in Christ. So it's not universal, all people. It's only those who have faith in Christ. So you have to repent and believe the gospel. And then he says, where then is boasting? It's excluded. So all of this stuff, all these 10 things that people think that they're going to get them to heaven is all boasting. It's all something
it's all the works.
What we did.
Self-righteousness.
Yep. It's boasting. Yes. It's excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No. A law of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Now there in that same Romans 3 that told us the bad news, none is good, none seek after God, tells us the good news, Jesus Christ perfectly obeyed God and bore his wrath against our sin that we might be justified. What does he want you to do? And the Bible says, repent and believe the gospel. Today, that is the call of God. That's the universal call of the gospel. Paul said that in Acts 17, repent. What does it mean to repent? To turn from all these things we've been trusting. Traditions, denomination, religion, good works, all of these things that we've listed, a whole long list of them. Turn away from it. Give it up. Say, none of this can do me any good. None of this can do anything to me. As we said, all paths do lead to God, and those paths are leading to God in judgment because that's all that's left. God has to be just. He has to be just because it's his nature. He cannot lie. But if you put your faith in Jesus, if you turn from works, turn from breaking the law, turn to Jesus Christ and trust him alone, he will forgive your sins and you will receive the gift of eternal life because Jesus Christ gives that as we believe in him.
That's such good news.
That's the good news. Jesus stepped in and took the full penalty for us.